We're doing Divrei Chachamim and Mishpatim. We're up to page Kufayim Dalid. About the concept that on the seventh year, in the seventh year, the slave goes free. V'efshal ve'erod b'zeh. We could explain further with regard to this pasuk. Yesh p'chinat Shabbat yoter chuka mizeh. There's an aspect of Shabbos that is even more distant than this. V'chinat yovel. That's the aspect of Shabbos which is comes once in 50 years, like the Jubilee year. כמו דכתיב ספרת לך שבע שבתות שנים, שבע שנים, שבע פעמים, וגומר, וקידשתם את שנת החמישים שנה. Like the pasuk says, count seven cycles of seven, and then give the 50th year its sanctity. ועל דרך חג השבועות הבא לאחר ימי הספירה, and this is the way Shavuos comes after a counting of 50, שמשבע שבתות, because coming out of 7 weeks, seven שבתות, נהיית בחינת שבת אחת גדולה. We attain a concept of one great Shabbos, that aspect. That is that even if a person can live 7 years, he doesn't feel Shabbos. Another 7 years, he doesn't feel Shabbos. And most of his years have passed where he's been distanced from holiness. A person should not give up. The Jubilee has its own way of fixing things. Shabbat haba l'chamishim shana, that Shabbos that comes once in 50 years. V'hinei l'kol mitzvah l'kol davar shebikdusha yesh et sgulatam amyuchedet. Every mitzvah, everything of holiness has its own special thing. Ech le'agi l'kiyumam b'tachlit ha'shlimut. How you could reach fulfillment of that mitzvah or that aspect of holiness with a completeness. Umitzvat Shabbat Kodesh Sgulata Ahava. And the way to really fulfill the mitzvah of the Holy Shabbos is through love. Ki ne avodah shel Shabbat Kodesh hi b'midat ahavat Hashem. The service of the Holy Shabbos is with the trait of ahavat Hashem, the love of Hashem. Kedita b'bnei Yisachar sheShabbat b'gematria ahava b'chol lev, ahava b'chol nefesh, ahava b'chol meod. That Shabbos is the gematria of love with all the heart, love with all the soul, love with all that you are great in. Zewi tzumo shel yom haShabbat. This is the awesome, this is the power of the day of Shabbos. Vasgula lizkot l'argish kedushat Shabbat. And the way to really feel, to merit, to feel the holiness of Shabbos, he al yedei ze, sheyudi moser l'Hashem yitbarach et kol ahava shelo hamsura letavot olam hazeh. That is through Jews giving over to Hashem, blessed be He, all the love that is ordinarily given over to the desires of this world. That so long as His love is sunk in the desires of this world, He cannot accept the light of the Shabbos. Like the grandfather from Nechovit said, "V'gam b'mnuchato lo yishkenu arilim." We say in prayer in the rest of Shabbos, in the resting of Shabbos, those who are uncircumcised cannot rest. Haynu elu apgumim b'inyanei ta'avot. That's a reference to those that are blemished with regard to their desire. Shehem b'vchinat v'yitavu ta'ava. They are what the pasuk says. They desired desire. The pasuk describes the Jewish people reached a point in the desert where they were desiring to have illicit desire. Shemachabzim achal tavot. They were seeking out different forms of desire. Eilu, the people who are there, einam yecholim lagish tam b'Shabbat. They can't taste the taste of Shabbos. Ki liYisrael amechan netato be'ava. Because it was given to the Jewish people with love, perush tmurat ahava. Meaning, in exchange for love, Shakadosh Baruch Hu noten Shabbat liYisrael tmurat ahava. God gives the Shabbos to the Israelites in exchange for love. Shetmurat zot sheYehudi moser laKadosh Baruch Hu et kol ahava sheyesh lo liinyanim gashmiim veleTavot olam hazeh. That in exchange for the Jews giving to Hashem all the love that He has for the physical, for the desires of this world, noten laKadosh Baruch Hu et hargasha ha'ilait. God gives him that elevated feeling. Sheyargish et kedushat haShabbat, that he could sense the holiness of Shabbos.